We're standing at the entrance of this fantastic and, I think, very beautiful Art Deco building in white Portland stone. And as we enter, there's a statue above us of two figures. Who are they?
This is a wonderful statue of Ariel and Prospero, who are two key figures from Shakespeare's last play, The Tempest. Prospero was a sort of magician figure who was sent to an island, and Ariel was the spirit of the air, an appropriate personification for the spirit of broadcasting, which is why the BBC commissioned it.
BH, as we all call it, is surrounded by myths and legends, and this begins almost as we go in underneath this statue, because this is surrounded by myths and legends. Tell me, the first one concerns the size of Ariel's willy.
I would like to put it to the Home Secretary that he should instruct the police to compel the directorate on the British Broadcasting Corporation to remove immediately the statue recently placed over the front entrance of Broadcasting House in Portland Place on the grounds that it is objectionable to public morals and decency.
There was huge contention and outcry when this statue was finally installed in 1933. It was thought to be an absolute affront to public morals. There is no exact science as to whether the penis was reduced or not, but I went up there when we were doing the cleaning of the statues, and it doesn't look that big to me.
So perhaps it was snipped after all. Charlie Chilton, the writer of Journey into Space and Oh, What a Lovely War, who joined the BBC in 1933 at the age of 14 as a messenger boy, witnessed Gill at first hand and told me about some of his more eccentric behaviour. It wasn't just Ariel and Prospero that caused offence.
They put this scaffold up for him to start carving Prospero and Ariel, and he had the habit of wearing a monk's cassock with a girdle round it and nothing else. And people, as they walked into Broadcasting House, used to look up at this kind of latticework that he stood on and got a terrible shock because he didn't wear anything underneath. And the girls used to complain that they daren't come into the entrance of Broadcasting House because, you know, for fear, of course, they didn't have to look up, but apparently some of them couldn't resist it.
He had a few other surprises up his sleeve. The BBC may have thought they commissioned Prospero and Ariel, but Eric Gill had other ideas.
Although the BBC commissioned Ariel and Prospero, he said in an undertone, they think they have commissioned Ariel and Prospero, but actually they have commissioned God and man. And when you get close up to the statue, you see that Ariel, the front figure, is actually on his hands, bears the stigmata. You can't see it very well because one of the hands is carrying a pipe, but actually it is a statue of God and man rather than Ariel and Prospero.
Andy Crawford, when we look at Prospero and Ariel, or God and man, as Gill would have it, front on, we're not seeing all that Gill carved. Like many sculptors and artists, he rather cheekily, and that I think is an appropriate word, added something of his own, didn't he? And he thought it would only be revealed to posterity, and that's also an appropriate word, isn't it?
There's a lovely report in the Evening News in 1933 who talked to Gill as he was perched above the entrance of Broadcasting House, and he revealed that the statue which had been begun in his studio had been drawn upon by a friend of his. A girl's face had been drawn on what turned out to be Prospero's bottom. And Gill said, it was such a nice face, I carved it there. And when the statue was put into the niche that you refer to, he said, it'll be there, no one can see it, and it'll be there until Broadcasting House is knocked down.
We come up onto the scaffolding that's still in place just above the main reception doors to Broadcasting House, and we've come armed and equipped with a very sophisticated device made up for us by the BBC's mechanical workshops, consisting of a large A4 mirror stuck on a piece of wood, which we're going to stick behind the statue to see if we can find out whether Eric Gill did indeed carve the face of a girl onto the back of the statue of Prospero. Malcolm's on the other side. Are you there, Malcolm?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. Okay, if you start passing the mirror around, see what we can see. Hold it. Whoop. Hold it there. Fantastic. It's there. It's actually genuinely there. There is the face of a girl carved, very simple relief, carved onto the back of Prospero at around bottom height. Mid-length hair, a couple of eyes, nose. Obviously a reasonably rough sketch from a sculptural point of view, but very definitely, as Gill said he'd done, the face of a beautiful girl. And it's been there for over 70 years.